Here at Southern Peanut Growers Conference, I'm speaking to one of our presenters, Stephanie Gruenfelder with the American Peanut Council. First of all, Stephanie, what do you do?
I work for the American Peanut Council, which is a trade association for the industry representing growers, manufacturers, shellers. And my official job is export marketing. Mm-hmm. So this Peanut Butter for the Hungry project is an aside.
Well, tell me a little bit about the remarks that you made here. I mean, if you can kind of summarize the message you brought to this group here.
Well, I guess what I was trying to say is we've done a lot over the last couple of years. We started with international hunger, but then we recognized that there was also a need for hunger relief activities in the United States, too, and the industry's really jumped to provide peanut butter to food banks.
Well, it says talking about government feeding programs. So just maybe you can give us a little synopsis of what's being done to help put this nutritious product into those programs.
Yeah, by government feeding, I guess, trying to think of when the big crop we had in 2008, we had a very big peanut crop, and we first started looking at how can we get the government to buy more of our surplus. And so my first assignment for that project was to try to figure out what programs the peanuts or any food product is ending up in, and school feeding, international food aid, domestic food banks are all recipients of government purchases. So that's what the whole government feeding thing is about, and peanut butter is critical to all of those programs. It's cheap, it's shelf stable, it's kids like it, it's, you know, it's easy to serve.
So how is it going? I mean, how is that whole process and effort, how has it progressed?
I think we've made some success. We look at, the government keeps track of purchases of various products, and in the last, since we started in 2008, purchases have gone up fairly substantially.
And looking ahead, I mean, how do you describe the, still plenty of opportunities?
Yeah, plenty of opportunities, particularly in the international area. In the domestic area, we've got some constraints with peanut products. Peanut allergy is a big problem in schools. But we have, you know, we need to work out some solutions. Not every kid is allergic, just some of them. So we need to make sure that those kids are safe, and then kids that are not allergic can still enjoy peanut products. And the world population is growing, hunger is growing, and peanut butter is an excellent solution.
I absolutely agree, and hope that we'll get to see more opportunity for it to be helping out those that are most in need with a product that probably satisfies in more ways than one. All right, well, thank you very much, Stephanie. From here at the Southern Peanut Growers Conference, I'm Chuck Zimmerman.